St. Paul wrote, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved." This week's readings deal with God restoring life to people who had died. In the Old Testament, we hear of the widow of Zarephath, the woman who continued to care for Elijah at the death of her son. In the Gospel lesson, we hear of Jesus raising the widow's son in the town of Nain. Jesus' resurrection is unique because he did not subsequently die, whereas the two sons in this week's readings did later pass away. But both of these resurrection stories tell us that God indeed can and does raise people from the dead. This brings us the hope that we too shall rise again. After this, the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became ill, and his illness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. And she said to Elijah, "What have you against me, O man of God? You have come to bring my sin to remembrance and to cause the death of my son." The widow understood that death is a result of sin. Here she confesses that she and her son have gone against God's law, that they will face temporal death. In this, we are like the widow and her son, facing the future, knowing that we rightly deserve punishment for our transgressions. Yet the story brings hope, which we will discover in the next few days. May our Lord grant you faith that trusts in him and gives you hope. Amen.